My name's Ilya Bookstein. I am responsible for the Skype meeting experience in meeting rooms. And that being the case, what I thought I would do to start is just ask, how many of you look forward to meetings? So, my friends, raise your arms up high if your heart just sings with joy when you walk towards meeting rooms. All right, one guy. See, that's always a risky question to ask because I could have a weird sample group. It could be like people who hang out in speaking classes and just love. But so I'm glad there was only the one guy. So it's good because you're actually a representative sample. There's not a ton to look forward to when you walk into meeting rooms today, which is odd because we've had a lot of time to work on this. As Gurdeep said, if you were in Gurdeep Singh Paul's session yesterday, we've, as an industry, had decades to work on this. You know, I feel pretty old when I say this, but I do actually remember rotary phones. I remember when phones changed from pulse to tone. And yet, the state of the art in 97% of meeting rooms today is a touch tone phone. You know, the big revolution was when the phone went from being a standard phone to kind of a dedicated conference room phone. And the audio quality on, I'll say it sort of generically, the Starfish phone for conference rooms is still pretty darn good, but it's just a phone. And that is 97% of meeting rooms today. There's a display and there's a phone. Kind of looks like that. And so those rooms lead to an experience that is not so great. For most people, the experience of starting a meeting is dialing a phone number, finding the bridge number, sort of fuddling around with the dial tones, and that's just to get audio. I'm not even talking about trying to get content and trying to get projection. Now, there are the more advanced rooms. So there's the 3%. You know, this is our IT version of the 1%ers. There are the rooms where we can maybe afford to put in video equipment. And there's not very many of those rooms because that equipment traditionally has been very expensive. It's come down somewhat. It's maybe not a $100,000 device anymore, maybe not $50,000. It's still in the tens of thousands. The interesting thing is that the industry statistics show that even the rooms that have these VTC devices don't get used very often. The industry average is about 2 hours a week. So even when you have a device that's supposed to be better, for some reason, they're not getting used. And when we've done the research, what we found is they're too difficult to use. The user experience of starting up a video meeting, whether it's typing in an IP address and then still getting content into the meeting and getting the other side connected, still way too difficult. So whether you're in the 97% room or the 3% room, the meeting experience we all have is not what we would call delightful. Whether it's dialing in for audio and then plugging in for content sharing or whatever you end up doing for video, it leads to what we all sort of affectionately call the average 10 plus minute late start. The typical, can you hear us? Can you hear us now? What about now? And then without video, you've got the, who just said that? What, was that you? You know, it's a really bad experience on both ends, by the way. If you're a remote participant, it leads not just to frustration, but it actually leads to checking out, multitasking. You know, you're really not in the meeting. We're having an interesting experience, actually, at Microsoft right now. We are doing two things. We're deploying a new generation of devices that I'm going to show you, where video is on by default. So as soon as you join a meeting, video is turned on. And mostly people love that, but there are a few people who are sort of like, oh, wait a minute, I've got video on. And at first it's jarring, but we are starting to see feedback that it's a much more engaging experience for remote participants where you can't multitask. You have to actually be engaged in the meeting. You're actually attending the meeting. And at the same time, we sort of took a half measure, if you will, where waiting for these devices that I'm going to show you, our IT department tried to improve just the audio in a set of rooms and deploy a very high quality audio device with the thought that, you know, maybe video was something people are willing to give up because we just didn't have the data. We didn't know how many people are using video, and we were replacing an older device that had not great audio, not great video, but it had both. And we've been surprised by how many people have come back and said, no, you can't take that away. We actually have remote participants, and even though it's a crappy experience, we need some kind of video. So we are seeing that people want video, people want great audio, but they are crying out for a better experience. And this is what we set out to tackle in Skype. We want to bring the Skype for Business experience to every meeting in every room. That's the challenge that my team thinks about every day. Our first entry into this space is the Surface Hub. So we started work on Surface Hub several years ago. It released this last March, it started shipping. And this is really a new category of device. This is a device for rooms where you are looking to replace the display. It's ideal for open spaces where there's nothing between you and the device. It has the industry's absolute leading ink and touch experience. And so for spaces where you want to have people collaborate at the front of the room, where you want to be able to run applications on the device, where people want to work together at this beautiful large glass surface, it's just a fantastic device. One of the things we heard from people who started to use the Surface Hub is that one of the most magical experiences on it was the one-touch join for Skype for Business meetings. When that was used, it really just changed the experience of joining meetings. And so about a year ago, we set out to say, can we deliver that experience, that Skype for Business one-touch join experience, the simple, intuitive meeting join core to more meeting spaces, spaces where you didn't necessarily want to replace the display, spaces where you didn't necessarily want to collaborate at the front of the room, maybe more traditional meeting rooms or huddle spaces where you did have a table. And so 6 months ago, we announced an initiative codenamed Project Rigel. This was an initiative with our partners, starting with Logitech and later adding Crestron and Polycom, to deliver a set of devices where we would set out to transform every meeting room, deliver a set of devices that could scale from the huddle room all the way up to the largest conference rooms and everything in between. And yesterday, it was my pleasure to announce in Gurdeep Singh Paul's session, the formal name for Project Rigel as the next generation of Skype room systems. So that's what I want to spend the majority of this session going through, is the detail for the next generation of Skype room systems, and then actually show you a demo of one of these Skype room systems in action, along with our partners joining us live in an online meeting. So as I said, our goal with Skype room systems is to transform every meeting room, to deliver a solution that is flexible enough to go everywhere, to scale from huddle rooms all the way up to the largest conference rooms. We want to deliver a simple, intuitive, and delightful user experience, and we want to do so in a way that is easier for those of us in IT to deploy and manage. Now, when I say transform every meeting room, what do I mean? Well, we have partnered with our key Skype for Business partners to have a set of certified Skype for Business audio and video peripherals at a broad variety of price points that can cover a very wide range of room sizes. And I'll go through our initial set of certified peripherals in a little bit. Together with the actual systems that I'll show you, the resulting packages really scale from the smallest huddle rooms all the way up to the most complicated conference rooms. Additionally, these systems don't need new displays. They don't require touch screens. They will work with the flat panel displays, the projectors that you already have. So they work with the investments you already have in place in your rooms. They're also very affordable. So our partners are actually starting to take reservations today, and the systems start at under $2,000. And I'll walk through the exact configurations a little bit later. The experience on these devices is fundamentally a familiar experience for any user who has used Skype for Business, but it's also one of our most modern experiences. If you've seen our new Skype for Business Mac client, it'll be extremely familiar. As I'll show you in a minute, we have a new video gallery with corner-to-corner high-definition video, so you can get four participants, HD video, really use every pixel. We have a very clean, modern, simple user interface. One-touch join for scheduled meetings. But because we know people are very used to just coming in and dialing a phone number, we also have a very upfront and visible dial pad. We also made sure to make it super simple to share content, whether it's attaching a PowerPoint file to a meeting invite and having it be right there on the device, or just coming in, plugging in a laptop, and automatically sharing your screen into a meeting. We also found in our user research that no matter what other companies have tried for different ways of controlling meetings, whether it's mobile apps or other metaphors, the thing that users were most comfortable with was actually having complete control of the experience within arm's reach. And so all of these devices actually provide complete control of the full experience in the center of the room on a beautiful large touch screen, actually being the screen of a Surface Pro 4. All of these devices are built around a Surface Pro 4. So it's a simplified, very straightforward to use user interface that gives you full control of the meeting right within arm's reach. So I mentioned that these devices are all built around a Surface Pro 4. This is one of the ways in which this set of devices, these systems, are really built with IT in mind. All of our partner devices are actually docks for a Surface Pro 4. So at the core, this is a Surface Pro 4, standard SP4, running standard Windows 10. Not any sort of special edition, standard Windows 10. On top of that, our meeting experience is a Windows 10 UWP, a universal store app. It's not a store app you can go download. I've had that question a couple times, so you can't go run it anywhere. It's what we call a hidden or private app. So we use the store for updating, which means if you're a smaller business, you can actually run it in an unmanaged environment. If you want to run it managed, you can use the store for business as an update mechanism. Or you can use it the way we do at Microsoft. You can download the app from the store and then use your own tools, SCCM, another MDM provider, to do the updates of the application. The key is it's standard hardware. The dock makes it an appliance. So the docks all provide security, so the SP4 doesn't grow legs and walk away. It provides all the ports you need for the meeting room. So it has an HDMI capture port for input of video from a laptop. has two HDMI outputs for external displays, has multiple USB ports for peripherals, power, Kensington locks, Kensington lock, and then a few specific differences between the different partners. Everything you need to make it a meeting room appliance. And then from a software perspective, it's Windows 10. You manage it like you would any other Windows 10 device. We put it in kiosk mode, if you will, lock it down using standard Windows 10 features. So let me walk you through the portfolio, if you will, of this next generation Skype Room systems, and then we'll get into a demo. The picture you're seeing is actually the device I have up here on the stage. This is going to be the first of our Skype Room systems to launch from Logitech. They call this their Logitech Smart Dock for Skype Room systems. It's a beautiful device, premium quality materials, metal, made to have extra heat absorption from the SP4, swiveling base, great device. In case you're wondering what the little light is on the far end, all of these docks will have motion sensor. So we use standard Windows power management. Screens go off, someone comes in, screen lights up automatically, so it's very easy for users to know, hey, this is where I sort of pay attention to and go to actually start my meeting. As I said, the bundles, if you will, of these systems will scale from huddle rooms all the way up to the largest rooms. This is thanks to AV peripherals from our launch partners, from Logitech, Polycom, Crestron, and we also have AV peripherals from Sennheiser and Jabra. So I will walk through the specific combinations from Logitech, Crestron, and Polycom in a minute, but I did want to call out Sennheiser and Jabra as well. For some small rooms, it'll be great to have the Sennheiser 20 puck, great audio device for smaller rooms. From Jabra, we have the 510 for smaller rooms, and then the 810 for sort of medium rooms, great audio devices. So I want to start by talking about Logitech. They have been just a fantastic partner, just an amazingly agile partner. This is a company that actually has been partnering with us in the AV peripheral space for many years. Their Conference Cam Connect line of AV peripherals are great Skype for Business certified peripherals. And they will have two combinations that they are offering today to reserve. For small rooms, they have their Conference Cam Connect. That's actually the device I'm using up here that I'll be using in the demo. That's a combination of a 1080p camera, speaker, and microphones all in one unit. Works super well for small rooms with the Smart Dock. For larger rooms, they have their Conference Cam Group. So that's a separate audio unit. It can have two satellite mics. I'm doing this from memory, I think 27-foot radius. I can't see if there's Logitech people in the room somewhere. They'll correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's a 27-foot radius. And then a great PTZ camera. It's their equivalent to the PTZ Pro camera. So really nice for larger conference rooms. Starting at just under $2,000 for small rooms, $3,000 for large rooms. And that's all in. That's the dock, the Surface Pro, our software, and the AV peripherals. Next, we have Crestron. They're taking reservations today as well. Their units will ship around the end of the year. You can see, by the way, all of these at our booth if you want to come by. Logitech also, and I'll go back for a sec, Logitech also have all of this in their booth, and if you'd like to go more in depth, they've set up sample meeting room area that you can ask to do a more in-depth session up in B404. So if you go down to the booth and ask for sort of a more in-depth briefing, you can arrange that with our friends at Logitech. And it's a fantastic area they have. They, by the way, are also doing some great work, as are we with Herman Miller. who were kind enough to provide the furniture for our sort of mini meeting room in Gurdeep's session. We're going to be partnering with Herman Miller as well to actually do some custom furniture for these next generation Skype room systems. That's something we're investigating. So Logitech, ourselves, and Herman Miller are working very well together around this as well. And I'd encourage you to talk to Logitech about their setup that they have in that room with Herman Miller. As I was saying, Crestron, another company with just a wealth of experience in this space, as I'm sure many of you know, many years working in AV and meeting rooms. So they'll be coming out with their Skype room system around the end of the year. And they're starting to take reservations today. They've got a few combinations that they've announced. So they will have a small room system that will be using a webcam plus the Jabra 810. They have sort of a medium room system that will be using a Panasonic camera. And then for larger rooms, they will be integrating with their DSP, which we're very excited about because that supports integration with much more complex custom audio environments, along with their HDMI to USB video converter for support for more complex video camera environments. Last, but certainly not least, is Polycom. Again, they're starting to take reservations now. Their, and I want to make sure to get this right, and I don't want to mix up the acronym. Is it MSR or MRS? MSR, thank you. Their MSR for Skype room systems, sorry, MSR for Skype room systems. These names were just finalized in my own defense. MSR for Skype room systems, system will ship early next year. You can see it also in our booth and at the Polycom booth. And they've got some very exciting combinations and new AV peripherals that they're showing in their booth. So they will be shipping a combination, three combinations that they're talking about. So a combination with their award-winning Trio audio device. This is just an incredible audio quality device. If you went to Gurdeep's session, we actually used that for the audio for my demo in that huge room. No, you know, fancy tricks, nothing else. It would pick up audio from me no matter how far away I walked from it. Just a fantastic audio device. So they'll be using the Trio. They have a new MPTZ camera, sort of bottom there on the slide, kind of next to the CX5100. They've got that in the booth. Amazing image quality. Just it's pre-production, but they're using it already. That actually was the camera they used for the demo for their folks. Just incredible image quality already. Of course, they have their CX5100, kind of unique in the industry for the panoramic view. And then they've also going to be doing integrated systems, their media line systems that they're picturing here. So as you can see, the Skype room system solutions from our partners will truly cover every meeting room. But of course, you know, the key for you, I'm sure, is going to be, well, what's the experience going to be like? Is this really something that your users are going to want to use every day? Because if it's just going to be another thing the users are going to use 2 hours a day, I don't think it's going to matter if it's $9.99 or $29.99. So let's get to the demo. Let me go ahead and hopefully this all works. So I'm going to switch over. The best we could do is show you this console on a Wolf Vision. So it's not going to be like the best premium quality, but I will try to adjust it as much as we can. All right, so what you're seeing here, along with my reflection, is the screen of the Logitech Smart Dock. Can everyone kind of see that? Yeah? More or less? Okay. So that is the home screen. That is our new home screen. And what you can see is scheduled meetings here on the left and the main functions here on the right. when you walk into a meeting room and this lights up, you can do the things that most people do most often when you walk into a meeting room. So of course, you can dial a phone number. And I can go ahead and actually dial my colleague, Irina, 425-445-7556. There we go. Now this is an actual cellular phone call here in the room. We'll see how well that works. There we go. Go ahead and pick that up.
Hi, Ilya.
Hey, now can you pump up the mic, please?
Can you guys hear?
There we go. A little bit of cellular delay.
For sure, everybody works.
Okay, so go ahead and mute. Because what I'm going to say is, okay, so we made a phone call. Great. So maybe that's a conference room phone. Except, this is a full Skype for Business meeting experience. So not only can this replace the conference room phone, this actually can do a heck of a lot more. So I'm going to just invite myself. And hopefully it finds me. Ugh, it's hidden behind a notification. There it is. So it's popped up. I can't show you this screen. That would have blown the AV guy's mind. But I am in here. My speaker's muted because it said, hey, I'm in the room. And you can sort of see my video, maybe. Let's see. Can you see my video? Yes? Okay, there I am. Woo. All right. So in one step, I went from just making a phone call to now I've got a full Skype meeting. And I can share content. I can add anyone in my address book. By the way, that was a search of the whole Microsoft address book. This is all live. No smoke and mirrors. This is a device on the Microsoft cloud. I'm on our Office 365 tenant. This device is on the Office 365 tenant. I should do my normal sandbagging. This is about 14 builds behind where we are currently. We fix a lot of bugs every day, so pre-production hardware, stuff may happen in the demo, but all live and real. So not only can this device replace conference room phones, but it brings the full Skype meeting experience to every room at about the price point of a conference room phone. Now you've got content, audio, and video in every room with all the richness of this UI, where I can have instant messaging, I can have content, I can have everything you can do in Skype for Business in a much, much simpler manner. Now, if I walked in and didn't want to dial a phone number, I actually wanted right away to start with Skype for Business, I can do that as well. I can start an ad hoc meeting. So, hold on one sec. There's one thing I need to do on my computer first. One sec. Okay. So I can search my whole address book. I can, again, find myself. I can actually invite multiple people at once. So I can start an ad hoc meeting at any time, bulk invite, and set up an ad hoc meeting with audio, with video, with echo. I think that's from you, but I'll mute. There we go. With audio, with video, and you're getting video just from my little Surface Book camera, so it's like not the best, but you can see that it's real. Hi there. Hi, everyone. That easy. Okay. So, ad hoc meetings, dialing phone numbers, it just works. Now, sometimes you just want to come in the room and you just want to connect your laptop and you just want to project. And hopefully, that's my laptop. All I did is I just plugged in and it just works. But when you do that, what you also may want to do is book this room. So let me show you how easy that is. And actually what I'm going to do is switch to duplicate mode so that I can actually see what I'm doing. So I'm going to go right here. You can see Outlook. And what I'm going to say is, you know what? At noon, I want to have a meeting in this room. So all I need to do is say new Skype meeting. And I happen to know that this room is Rigel 10. And I want to have a meeting about next generation Skype room systems. Okay, and I've sent that off. And as soon as the network gods cooperate, you will see that show up right there. And there it is. So I've booked that room. I can now join this meeting. And just to show you that it's real, I'll go ahead and join it. And there'll be no one on it other than me. But what that shows you is it's that easy to book a room, join it with one touch. In fact, if I'd walked into this room and it wasn't booked, instead of doing an ad hoc meeting, if I had a Skype meeting on my calendar already, I could have just forwarded it to this room and booked it that way. Theoretically, it'll join. There we go. So one-touch join, booking a meeting is that easy. It just works. Let me go ahead and join a meeting where it's more than just no one and show you the more rich meeting experience. So let's join a meeting already in progress. Okay, here we go. So this is a meeting, and actually I'm going to turn down volume. This is a meeting with our friends from our partners. And here we've got our friends from Logitech, our friends from Crestron, our friends from Microsoft IT, and our friends from Polycom on the show floor. Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey. So, Aris, I think you're the loudest guy, so maybe you should mute yourself. Huh? I can, you're right. Why do I need him to mute himself? Right there, boom. Muted. Duh. There we go. He's my calling in from a cell phone exemplar. So, thank you, my friend Albert. Albert from my team, everyone. I have all the control of the meeting that I need right here. I can mute someone, unmute them, make them a presenter, which I can do. I can remove someone from the meeting. I can lock the video spotlight. That'll make their video full screen. I can IM everyone. If someone IMs me, I will get notification on the console, but also on the front of the screen. So we see notifications about something important, like let's say someone waiting in the lobby on both screens. So if you're paying attention to the front room, you can know that there's something you have to do back on the console. You also have full control of content here. So there's a PowerPoint here. The way the PowerPoint got here is that Irina, who organized the meeting, simply attached it to the Outlook invite. So one of our features in Skype for Business is that if you attach a PowerPoint to an invite, and actually if you attach any content to an invite, we put it in the content bin. If you attach PowerPoint and it goes into the content bin, we know how to present it. And so all I have to do is touch that PowerPoint and it starts up the presentation and shares it into the meeting. And we can control that straight from this console. So I am now both projecting it for all of us, but I'm also sharing it in the meeting, and I can advance slides right here from the console. Now, anyone in the meeting can, of course, take over control. That's just Skype for Business. But I can run the full presentation right from here. If there was something that someone in the room, like me with my laptop, said, oh, I really want to show you this beautiful PowerPoint that Ilya's sharing here in the room, I can just plug in and it automatically shares into the meeting my laptop screen without me having to do anything. Didn't have to press any buttons. All I did was plug in. I'll unplug. It stops sharing my screen. We go back to full video. If I am sharing content, I also have full control of the layout. So I can go to full screen content. I can go to full screen video or our shared view. So with that, I actually wanted to go back to our partners and have a few words with them, starting with Logitech, because they have just been amazing throughout this whole journey. And they are the ones actually bringing these devices to you. So, although it's a little hard to see them. Sadeep from Logitech, can you still hear me?
Yes. Hey, Leo.
Hey, so I wanted to get your take on what I still affectionately think of as Rigel, but the next generation of Skype Room systems. So you're going to be shipping your smart dock in a few weeks. You've got a few solutions out. I do want to give you this opportunity to also talk about the price points, because I think they're amazing in terms of enabling people to really replace even their conference room phones. Why don't you go ahead and sort of add some color commentary for everyone in the room.
Absolutely. First of all, I must say we are super excited about this partnership and being the first to market with this next generation of Skype Room system solution. We have three packages coming out. The first is what you're seeing on this slide right here. It's the base package to start your Skype Room system solution. The second package we have would include a Conference Cam Connect for a huddle room solution. So think of it as the full room solution in a box for a huddle room. And the third package we would have is for larger rooms, which will include this base package of Logitech Smart Dock along with Logitech Group with expansion microphones. And Logitech Group is what I'm using here in this room. These three packages will start from under $2,000. And the largest package for large room will be around $3,000. So again, at a very, very affordable price point. Now you'll be able to take the great Skype meeting experience that you built to each and every meeting space in your organization.
Awesome. Thank you, Sadeep. And you've been at the booth for a little while. You've been getting some key questions from folks. What are some key questions you've been getting about this that maybe one or two that we can cover for everyone?
Great. So the first question obviously is, when can I have it? Can I have it now? I want to deploy it in each and every meeting room. So again, the short answer is shipping in a few weeks. We are very excited about that. But I think the other question that we do get often from customers is, how do I manage the solution? And you're probably covered in your slides already, but you really manage it like a PC. So you can install your antivirus security or any other management tools that your organization uses to manage this device, just like any other Windows PC in your organization.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Sadeep. I really, really appreciate the partnership.
Exciting times.
Next, I want to actually talk to Daniel from Crestron. They've got the next device that's going to be coming out. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Hey, very nice to see you again.
And you guys are calling in from New Jersey, so you're a little further away. So again, thank you. Hey, so you guys have a long history in this space, a lot of experience. You guys are bringing to market a beautiful looking Skype Room system and some unique combination SKUs. Why don't you give me your take on how you think about the next generation of Skype Room systems?
Certainly. So we're also, you know, super excited to continue partnering with Microsoft. You know, we've had a great relationship for honestly, you know, 15 years now, going back to when we first started building in touch controls with Microsoft. And then, of course, continuing that with a Link Room system, now Skype Room system. You know, this new Skype Room system really enables a very nice price point so that we can actually bring the native Skype experience into really every single meeting room. So by bringing that price point down, we're able to just grow the market for this type of product immensely. And the fact that it actually natively ties in with Crestron controls that are used to manage the rest of the facility, you know, Crestron's in the majority of the Fortune 500 companies. It just sort of seamlessly goes in to a lot of those customers.
That's awesome. And then can you talk about the combinations of sort of SKUs that you guys are looking to offer? I know you're looking at the Panasonic camera, but also you've got some unique combinations there with the DSP and the HDMI to USB converter.
Right. So you know, of course, it's a Crestron product, so it can integrate with all sorts of things. So our price point starts under $2,000 for sort of the base level introductory products with camera and microphone and everything. But as you mentioned, beyond that, it natively integrates with all of our DSPs, with all of our other camera options, with all of our AV routing control systems and everything. So so you can take this Skype room system and deploy it, you know, in a very lightweight, easy fashion into your small rooms that exist everywhere, but then continue that same exact experience all the way up to the boardroom.
That's awesome. Well, Daniel, thank you again, and thank you for your partnership overall with Crestron.
Thanks.
So I'm actually going to come back to Polycom in 1 minute for a very good reason, but I'm going to take a little bit of a detour to someone who has gone way out of his way because he's joining us from West Coast time. So I'm going to lock our video spotlight on someone who's joining us all the way from our corporate campus in Redmond, and that's Matt Hempe. Matt is one of my key partners at Microsoft IT, who works on rolling out meeting devices. And he's been working with me on Skype Room Systems Classic, Surface Hub, just an invaluable partner in providing feedback on what we need to do right to enable them to roll out more meeting devices and what we need to do better on the user experience. And so as someone who actually is planning a rollout of this next generation of Skype Room Systems and is currently rolling out Surface Hubs, I wanted to actually get Matt's take on these new devices and how they're thinking about deploying and managing them and the feedback they're getting from users. Welcome, Matt, and thank you so much for coming in so early for this.
Thank you. No problem. And it's not that early here. at Microsoft IT, our job is to really pull the company together to bring an end-to-end experience that we know customers will love. And when we look at the meeting space experience, you know, we see three key obstacles to making that happen. First is you have to provide a great user experience. And what we've consistently heard from our employees is that joining a meeting takes too long, is too complicated, and that when you get that joined, you can have a very low quality meeting and you don't know what to do. And what we are excited about Project Next Generation Skype Room Systems because it really addresses that join problem in a way that guarantees you reliability. So that one-touch join does everything you need to provide a great and consistent high-quality meeting with all the capabilities that you want. That's the first thing. The second thing is fitting it to all of our 13,000 rooms. We have rooms of all shapes and sizes. And we need a device that we can effectively and quickly deploy to those spaces without revamping the full technology suite in every room. And Skype Room Systems gives us the technology flexibility to choose the right devices for each room and then add it without having to replace all the equipment in that room. Then finally, our goal is to manage all 13,000 of those rooms remotely and to be able to have a central organization that can support those rooms here in Puget Sound, supporting rooms across the world. Because these are essentially Windows 10 devices, we can get that structure created and working much, much faster than we could with another solution. So it gives us a ton of flexibility to be able to get to where we want to be from a support and management perspective as well. So that's my view of where we're at with Skype Room Systems. I'm really excited about it. I think it solves a huge, huge problem for us.
That's awesome, Matt. And I have to selfishly ask, How many devices do you think you're going to deploy of these guys over the next, say, 12 months?
I said 13,000, right?
Okay, all 13,000 rooms. Awesome. I got that in writing. Everybody heard it.
We'll work on.
That's
we're
a commitment.
We're pushing these out as fast as we possibly can.
All right, man. Thank you so much again. Okay, so last, but certainly not least, I'm going to lock the video spotlight. Here we go. We're going to go to our friend Erez, Polycom. Now, he's joining from a CX5100. So, you are getting awesome panoramic video. I'm going to unmute my friend. There he is. He unmuted himself.
I'm not getting any audio here. It's really noisy. You know, thanks to the great work we do together, the booth is just swamped with people asking about MSR. So hopefully you can get me clear. And I'm going to go quickly through the packages that we offer. So Polycom MSR comes in three packages, the MSR 200, which comes with the smart dock, the Polycom Real Presence Trio conference phone, and an EBTZ camera. The Polycom MSR 300, which still comes, of course, with the MSR smart dock, Polycom Trio, and our MPTZ, our PTZ camera for front of the room. And then the Polycom MSR 400 with the smart dock and the Polycom roundtable, the CX5100.
Okay, that's awesome, Erez, but you got to do the there's just one more thing. So the reason I wanted you to be last, because there's one more absolutely crucial thing that Polycom have announced together with us at this show. For those of you that do have that 3% of rooms with those tens of thousands of dollars worth of VTC systems, maybe from Cisco, and you're wondering, are those systems now legacy? And of course, I would say, yes, they are. But how do you get them into a Skype for Business environment? My friend Erez and our friends at Polycom would say, we can help.
And again, I'm getting really, I don't get audio, it's really noisy here. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Polycom Real Connect service for Office 365. As we announced yesterday, our service allows room systems such as Skype Room System, Polycom Telepresence System, and Cisco Legacy Endpoint to connect to Office 365 with video. We're using the same simplicity of connecting through Skype for Business, simply click to join, from any system, whether it's a legacy endpoint, Skype Room System, or a Polycom endpoint.
All right, thank you so much, Erez, and thank you everyone on the call. Thank you so much. I'm gonna go ahead and hang up on you guys. And just before I go further, I just wanna point out pre-production software, pre-production hardware, Ignite Show Network, and that was an online meeting with participants from New Jersey, from Redmond, from two different places here, all 1080p video, all on the Microsoft Office 365 cloud that went, I thought, pretty darn well. So I think you can use it in your environment. Thank you. So I do want to sort of repeat what Erez said, because I do think it's going to be important for all of you. The Real Connect for Office 365 service, that is something that Polycom announced jointly with us at the show. It's in private tap or preview now. It's going into public preview later this year. This is a service, again, we demonstrated in Gurdeep's keynote. If you want to see it live in action, it's real, running in Azure. It can bring existing VTCs right into the Skype for Business experience. In fact, he showed that same panel pane that he just used. They showed a Polycom immersive system and a Cisco SX10 stitched together. They used that same panel pane for immersive systems, which is kind of a very cool view. And that's a unique Polycom capability. So they bring existing VTCs into the Skype for Business experience, but it's a cloud video interop service. So unlike every other interop offering today, including Cisco's Acano acquisition thingy, where you need to drop a bunch of interop hardware and VMs and stuff, This is something that you go find in the Office 365 store. You click on it, get your licenses. You assign the licenses to your users, just like you would any Office 365 add-on. Pricing is similar to Office 365 users from an add-on perspective. And once that user is enabled, when they do what I did and schedule a Skype for Business meeting in Outlook, they get that extra information that you see right there for VTCs to join. That's it. That simple. So we really think this is going to be very unique from an interop perspective.
More details on Thursday, 12:30.
And Mr. Albert here will be doing a session together with Mr. Adam from Polycom. So they are your interop guys on interop and going into detail in that. I actually have that on a slide, sir. And they've done an incredibly well-received broadcast, and the URL is right here. So I do get a few questions about features that I did want to address. One of the top ones being, how many displays can we cover? All of the docks have two display outputs in the hardware, so they can do multiple display out. The software right now only supports one output layout. And of course, you know, I think you can sort of look forward and say, well, it would make total sense to put content on one and video on the other, and that's something we're working on. And for us, as I said, we're a store app. We can publish updates very quickly. And so we absolutely expect to have multiple layouts supported in future updates, including, by the way, kind of an all-in-one layout. So you can imagine, instead of having a separate console, an external display, kind of an all-in-one future that for very small, like phone room kind of setups. Multiple front of room displays and layouts coming first half of calendar 17. I showed you wired video ingest. Many customers are interested in wireless. Miracast is something Surface Hub supports. The hardware, Surface Pro 4, supports Miracast. If you were to get a Surface Pro 4 and you have Windows 10, there's an app called Kinect. It's a Miracast receiver. We do not support that in our app today. That is something that we are working closely with Windows on, and we expect to support it in an integrated way also in first half of 2017. Now, I did get an interesting question at the booth of, well, what if I were to just take this cable and plug on a wireless receiver, you know, even the Microsoft one. And yes, that would work. It would not be a seamless experience because our app would see an always-on signal. And so we would, you know, auto-detect the signal and you'd always have that. And so your user would have to use the project button to sort of toggle that on and off. And so it'd be an extra step, but it would work. We also get a question of, hey, your UX is very simple and intuitive, but maybe stark. It's sort of modern and gray, but what if I wanted to like have a sort of custom background? Or that is not our final front of room, by the way. We are not going to put up our logo. We're going to have a simpler background that kind of points back to the console. But what if I want to customize that? So that is coming. So we will actually use an API to say, hey, whatever you will have a default, but if you customize the Windows lock screen, we will pull that in. So if you have a lock screen with your company logo, we'll put that up for front of room. If you have a lock screen with a beautiful graphic, we'll pull that in on the left of the app. And we'll include some samples that you can sort of pick from. So those are the first three. We have a long backlog. I'm not going to go through all of it. These are the ones that I know for sure that we are going to get to. And so that leaves quite a bit of time, I think, for questions. There are a few things I wanted to cover off that's more housekeeping. One is, there's still time for you to win five of these systems. Hashtag meeting accomplished on Twitter or Instagram. SkypeMeetingAccomplished.com. Is there a question about this giveaway? Yes, sir.
What do you do if you don't live in an American state?
The question is, what do you do? Well, it's only open to legal United States residents. I'm just reading literally off the slide. Sorry. Huh?
Lawyer.
Yeah, I am not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV. Join the Skype for Business community. We have a Skype for Business community. It's a great way to give us feedback. And there are sessions still available that relate to this topic and other key topics. So today, there's some sessions on Skype for Business meetings and migrating to the cloud. Tomorrow, Mr. Albert has a session about certified for Skype for Business devices. So if you want to know about other AV peripherals, if you want to know about PSTN conferencing, which is sort of a related topic. And then Thursday, there's a configure Skype for Business for Skype Room Systems and Project Rigel, Surface Hub. So our guy named Brian Ricks, who's down at the booth quite a bit. Where's the interop session? Oh, there it is. I just didn't highlight it. So 12:30, understand Skype for Business meeting room interop. I apologize. I missed the bolding on it. So that's 12:30 on Thursday. So with that, wow, they gave me a lot of sessions. With that, what I'll do is I'll just take questions for the time that I have remaining. Questions? Yes, sir. Yes. The question is content sharing. Yes. So the question is, Surface Hub has a pin lock feature for content sharing. Is there going to be something similar? We had a lot of feedback about that pin lock feature. I believe we actually removed it in the RS1 update that's about the ship, like that we've done internally. And so, because people could not figure out how to make it work properly. So the way to do that, similar functionality, is to just put everyone is having to wait in the lobby and then join the meeting, you know, from a laptop and admit the, basically make the device have to be admitted. So no is the short answer. So the follow-up question is there a private meeting authenticate function like we had in LRS? No, we do not have that in V1. I just said that, but thank you. So yes, you can make the meeting private. Everyone will have to wait in the lobby, and then you would have to join from another Skype for Business client and admit the room. Yes, actually, I'll down here first, and then I'll come back to you. So the question is about breakaway rooms. There's not an automated feature, but you'd basically go create an ad hoc meeting in a different room. Okay. So they could literally like walk over and start an ad hoc meeting. Okay. But as far as, yeah, there's no automated feature. I want to make sure, I'll come back, but there was a question right there. So the question is, how well does it work if the front of room screen is touch enabled? It works with it great as a screen. We don't have any touch enabled capability in the front of room UX today. We're thinking, the question was, is there anything in our backlog? We are thinking about it. There's nothing concrete that I can talk about today. I mean, as you can see, the UX right now is video and content, so there's no, there's nothing concrete today that requires interaction. There was a bunch of hands. Yes, sir, that was it. So the question is, Skype Room Systems Classic, that's a term I've made up, what is the upgrade path? So we are working with the vendors who offer Skype Room Systems Classic, Crestron, Polycom, also Smart, to have an upgrade path forward. Those are still being sold as we get to shipping. I will say stay tuned. Those are all our partners. There will be offerings to get those systems moving forward. There's a difference in functionality right now. Like one big one is dual display. I can't do dual display right now. Another one that someone pointed out is touch. So if you want to ink at the front of the room, that's Surface Hub today. However, if you want to join Skype for business meetings, and you're willing to do single display, there's something I can probably do. If you want to join Skype for business meetings and you want to do dual display, there's probably something I can do like next summer. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah, and I cannot remember if we support MFA. I remember we looked. So the question was, do we support MFA? Right. So we're well aware of it. We do require the device to be logged in as a Skype for Business device account. There's a user experience portion to that we're trying to figure out. So not in V1. At Microsoft, we also use MFA, but we've got an exception for device accounts. Yes, sir.
I saw some PTZ cameras.
Yes. Yes. On our backlog. So right now, PTZ control, the question is PTZ cameras, how are those being controlled? The answer is via remote controls today. On our backlog is to add something to our UX. Sir?
Are the devices from different markets compatible, like Connect, Polycom, 6, 400 to Markov?
So the question is, are the devices compatible? Let me give a broad answer. The software is just a Windows app. It's just Windows. Windows will take any USB USB audio or video device. If you plug any arbitrary device in, I cannot support you in terms of audio or video quality. So we will have a sort of a service level agreement, if you will, that comes with a device that says, hey, if you buy a core system, so SP4 and dock from Crestron or Logitech, and then you plug in some ancient something, and you call and you say, hey, my audio quality is really bad. My support folks are gonna go, I can't really help you. So that's my kind of broad statement. Anything will work that gives Windows a USB audio or video signal. And all of the devices that I've shown are just USB devices. So in that sense, they will all work. The bundling will not probably be available sort of cross-bundling, meaning there will likely not be something you can buy from Polycom that has a Logitech camera. However, you can buy core systems. So that's kind of the broad answer. Yes, sir. I'm going to try to, I swear, go to the sides as well. It's kind of a hard room for peripheral vision. Okay, so the question is, what are all the connectors? So the docks, here are the required connectors. It has an HDMI input. It has two HDMI outputs. It has at least three USB ports. It has a CAT network port, and it has power. The partners can add additional connectors on top of that. The audio and video will be, you know, USB, the displays, and ingest will be HDMI. Yes, sir. So the question is, I think, about Surface Hub, and the question is it on the roadmap to get two-way whiteboarding? Because that question is not about the Skype for Business app on Surface Hub, I am going to not answer that and leave that for, I'm gonna ask you to ask that of the Surface Hub folks. I apologize, but it's sort of unannounced roadmap and I don't wanna infringe on them. Yes, sir. Here's a great question. So the question is, what do you need for PSTN? Dial in, and I'll actually answer dial out. We are a Skype for Business endpoint. You give us a Skype for Business account, we can do whatever that account can do. So, you know, if it's an on-prem account, however you have it set up, it's hybrid, you know, bring, like, it, that's the answer.
So what about cloud only?
Whatever you assign to that account is what we can do.
So along that same line with the user experience, if there is no PSTN, is that functionality hidden from the display?
If we do not detect, well, first of all, for dial in, I should repeat the question. Hey, so the question was, is certain functionality hidden if we can't detect it on the account? The question was, I think, about dial in, so that one's pretty simple. You can't call it, so there, it won't, and I don't think I actually showed calling it. I can if you'd like. There's a dialog that pops up, has an accept and ignore. We hide the dial pad if we do not show the enablement on the account for dial out. No, you're mixing up conference versus the device. Yeah, there's two separate things. So the device, like, yeah. Right. So I guess I should have asked if you're talking about conferencing or if you're talking about just literally the account having a phone number. This is where it gets complex. If you have PSTN conferencing and the person who organized the meeting is enabled for it, then the meeting will have a dial-in PSTN number, nothing to do with the device. If the device account is enabled for, it has a phone number, then you will be able to call the device, call the room, and it will pop up a little dialog that says accept or ignore. And we'll hide the dial pad if you cannot make a phone call out. You can still hit new meeting and you can, there you go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna go way over there and I'll work my way back, way at the end. That's you.
I'm curious about on-premise,
if
there's any requirements for the version of the server.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. There is. We are sticking with Skype for Business server as the minimum. I'm sticking to that story.
Okay, thanks.
I think you had, was there one over there somewhere? Yes, sir. So the question was, the camera that comes with the Polycom Trio seems to have autofocus issues. So I'm gonna answer that two ways. There's a Polycom camera that they announced that's a PTZ camera that is pre-production. So if it has focus issues, my guess would be that it's pre-production. There is a camera I used in the demo that is the Logitech PTZ Pro that I've not had focus issues with, but if you're having focus issues with it, I don't see Logitech people in the room, but there's a whole bunch of them in the building. Yeah. Okay, I gotta peel this all apart. There's no configuration where any camera is connected to the Trio with this device. The Trio is a USB audio device that connects to Skype Room system. That's it. The camera is also a USB camera that is connected to my Skype for Business client, like to my app. Trio is a certified device, the camera is a certified device. No. nothing to do with this. That Visual Plus does not exist to me. That is not a certified device. That is not a native client. We cannot recommend it. I love Polycom. I do not know that that is not the drone I... Yes, sir. We don't want... Okay, sorry. The question was, hey, HDMI ingest, any delay there? I mean, you're welcome to come look at it. It's pre-production. We've updated... We're a couple of versions old on firmware. We don't think so. We've seen a couple of things when you go through other boxes in between, which some companies might have that have had issues. So we're still testing the heck out of it. You know, our goal is no. We think it's pretty good now. Yes, so on the device, there's nothing else we can do, right? Because all we can render is PowerPoint. But other people in the meeting, if you're joining from desktop, there's actually a heck of a lot you can now do. So we support, I don't remember what the official name is, I think it's called Modern Attachments. So you can actually do a OneDrive for Business link, and it actually will open it in collaborative mode. You can attach Word file, it'll just open it in Word. You know, you can basically do anything in Office. But the only thing we can do from that is PowerPoint, because that's what we render in the cloud, in V1. Yes, sir. Oh, sorry. That's a great question. So the question is, when we share content, what is the protocol? We support video-based screen sharing, absolutely, in V1. We will do RDP as fallback. So we have very high quality screen sharing, yes. Yes, sir. The question is, how will support work? These are products from partners, so they will offer complete support. They are well known for their support, so yes, they will support the complete kit. Of course, we offer support for our software, if you will, or our system. No, not the hardware. The Surface in this case comes as part of this device. Yes, sir. Yes, so this is a Windows device and it is a Skype for Business endpoint. So we support along with all your standard tools for deployment and management, we support OMS for monitoring. Were you in your deep session by any chance? So you know that thing he showed, which I always forget the formal name for all the audio, our internal name is GABA, which is a horrible code name. The Skype for Business admin portal thing, the call quality, you know, all that. So we feed into that and we have a unique user agent. So you could basically say, hey, here's all my Skype Room System devices, look at all the quality. We feed a bunch of telemetry out right now that only we get internally for meeting length, for online. We can't get it for on-prem. And so we are looking for how we can expose that. So we have all that telemetry. We have to figure out the right tool, which we think is probably OMS, for how we can expose that out. It's either OMS or GABA, one of those two. Event zero is GABA. I have like time for I think two more maybe, or well, I have no time. Last one, last question, sorry. It's Windows, I love that. Sorry, the question is QoS, and I that's a perfect setup. So my last answer is it's Windows. You could apply group policy to it. You can set it up just like you would any other Skype for Business Windows endpoint. Because he's done it.
But is it different than the Service Hub?
It is different than the Service Hub, which is not Windows. Which does not do group policy. It's a variant of Windows. So Surface Hub cannot do group policy. We are just Windows 10. Okay, thank you all so much, especially the hardcore group that's stayed back. Really appreciate it. Thank you.